Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
Mercedes-Benz launched a new E-Class sedan last year. The 10th generation model, beautifully styled in a slightly longer body with a much improved dashboard. For some years now, the E-Class has been overshadowed by the smaller C-Class, which has sold up a storm on the back of good looks, sharp pricing and a lot of value. The latest E-Class mimics the C-Class looks and offers a far more sporty and compact appearance. I tested the volume-selling 2-litre turbo 4-cylinder E300 with a new 9-speed automatic. I've always found previous E-Classes rather stodgy, but this model is more tailored, light-footed on an air suspension, providing a great ride yet very sharp handling. The Turbo 4 feels more like a 6. There's more equipment, more performance and more economy, and there needed to be. It copped a price hike of $11,000 at launch. The dashboard is dominated by two high-resolution and intuitive display screens. I only have one gripe, and that's the fitment of run-flat tyres. There's no spare, not even a repair kit. 40 series tyres on the front and 35 series on the rear, offering little compliance on our broken-edge country roads and a reason for concern. Having said that, I was left impressed with the ride quality on the E300. Internally, this is a very comfortable Mercedes-Benz with all the creature comforts, safety and convenience items you'd expect in a $110,000 car. This series has really lifted the bar. I'm David Berthon.